This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have a call on the line, so I'm going to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Johnny's in Cape Cod.
Johnny, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. How are we this morning, sir?
Doing great. How are you?
Hey, something that goes way back to your father, beer cans. All right? We used to bury them in my grandparents' garden for the slugs. Leave them about a quarter of an inch above the soil and just a little bit of beer. You got to drink the beer. Don't leave it all in there. But what we came up with, because we had a bad well system in Rochester down here at the swamp, so we go down to the vernal pool, fill up a 5-gallon bucket, and take beer cans and poke a hole in the bottom of the beer can. Fill the beer can up, set it at the base of the plant. Right? So
yep,
you get the drip irrigation.
Yep, let it slowly
right.
Drip into it. Yep.
All right. So now we're in the age of plastics. We couldn't do it back then. We had glass milk bottles.
Yep.
But I use a 1-gallon milk jug. You know, drill about 10 holes in the bottom of it, small drill bit, and then cut an opening up near the handle, 5-gallon bucket. Just dip it in there, set it next to the plant.
It's a good homemade version of that. I like that. Nice and easy to do.
It's a water saving. You're not wasting water in the air.
No, exactly.
And it goes directly to the roots, brother.
No, it's definitely what you want to do because we're looking right to keep that water away from the leaves, away from the top of the plant, and then wanting it to go where it needs to go, right? More that sits on the plant is going to be more detrimental long term than if it were to go into the root system in a slower way. So that's a perfect way to do it.
Think about it. You get 4 to 5 inches in a 1-gallon jug.
Yep.
Right? And if you let it sit there, you're damn near your inch of water.
Exactly.
Yeah. But the
definitely is.
That's a flood thing. That was awesome.
Yeah, my father used to talk about, you know, going out into the garden, bringing a beer out there if you had slugs, drinking about 3/4 almost all of it, leaving almost like a shot left of it, and then leaving the rest out there, and the slugs just came running for it. They just were attracted to the sweet smell, the sweet taste of it.
Yeah. But anyways, miss your dad, and you're doing a great job, kid.
Thank you so much, Johnny. You have a great one.
You have a blessed. It's a gorgeous day on the Cape.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Have
Bye-bye.
A good one, brother.
Bye. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. We got another call on the line, so we'll get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Mary's in Pennsylvania.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I got a I have corn right now that's getting tassels on, and we've got deer coming in our garden. And I remember your father saying cover the tassels, the silks up. the silks with some kind of whatever you have, bed sheet or whatever. Now, do I have to take them off in the daytime?
Well, so I would be, you know, in the real heat, the hot sun of the days, I would be taking them off. And some of those is really meant for when you're, you know, not around. The thing about it is, though, is the deer are going to be active at all times.
Yeah.
They're not just, you know, they're not really nocturnal. They're more open during the day. So they're probably taking them off during the day is not going to be, you know, the best idea.
Well, usually they come at night in our garden.
Yeah. So, I mean, you could take them off during the day, but I almost wouldn't be surprised if you start seeing them during the day now because you're repelling them at night, but you're not. If you take them off during the day, they might be around in the area. So I mean, I might just not take them off in general.
Oh, really?
Until they get a little bit more developed.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Just to help with that.
That's what I'm just doing, taking them off in the morning because, I mean, I live in a township, you know, so yep. I can see them from my window if the deer come, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, if it's been successful at this point and you're taking them off, then just keep on going, honestly. You know, don't fix something that isn't broken, right? The other, you know, if you're trying to just keep them away from there, you know, maybe try and hanging some, like, dryer sheets further away from the plants to try to create, like, a barrier or, like, a perimeter around it. That might be one thing to do just so they're not even, you know, coming in the area at night. It's almost like a sci-fi movie that they're coming at night as soon as the lights go out.
Yeah, well, my brother put deer stop and everything else down, but it just don't seem to deter them.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, you could try doing like, you know, if you or any of the neighbors have like a dog or a cat, taking their hair, because, you know, this time of year they're shedding everywhere, putting in like a plastic bag, pop a few holes in it, but get it wet. And leave it around the area. It's the smell of like a wet dog.
I mean,
it kind of it repels us from it because we don't like that smell. But at the same time, it's got that smell of a predator out there. You could also there's a number of different products out there. You could try like a coyote urine from that might be because they're smelling the predator, right?
Yeah,
that's what they don't like to have.
Yeah.
You could even be putting like a blood meal out there. Blood meal wouldn't be bad for the soil as it is, but the smell of blood is like a fear for them.
Oh,
they're
really?
Smelling like, you know, predator, something like that.
All right.
So those might be a couple options for you.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't know if I, you know, if I should leave them on the day, if that would hurt the silks or.
It might a little bit, but if you've been taking them off every day, then keep on going with that because you've been successful. So the bigger they get, the stronger they get. You know, they're going to want to be able to breathe a little bit more during the day to grow for you so that you're doing the right thing by removing it.
Yeah. I know one year when we went out, all the silks were just cleaned off.
Yeah.
And once your father said, once the silk's gone, then the corn won't. Germinate.
Yeah, it needs to be there to help it, help it move it through its process, keep it going.
Yeah. Okay, I'll try that. I'll take them off during the day again. I'll go out and turn them off.
Hey, something to do during the day, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, when it's hot weather.
Yeah, it's lovely to go outside in the 90-degree weather.
But I said if we want corn, we'll do it, you know?
Yeah, exactly, right?
Okay, I thank you very much.
All right, Mary, you have a great one.
Oh, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got about 45 minutes left in the show to answer as many of the gardening questions as you have. But be here each and every week to help you out. And I haven't mentioned this in a while here, but if you only get part of the show and you want to hear more, you can listen to us on our podcast. It's just a go onto our website at paulparent.com and you can listen to the old episodes. You can listen to them back for a number of years. So you can hear all the ones I've done. You can even hear some of the old ones that my father did to do something, just something different to listen to. But you go to our website at paulparent.com to get some more information. It says there's a spot there you can listen live. And there's also a spot like the, once you click on that to listen to some of the pre-recorded ones. So definitely take a look at it. Be very interesting for you. So, you can give us that call, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, give your plants a dose of nature with organic liquid plant foods from Espoma. The new Espoma organic liquid plant foods loaded with natural ingredients and millions of beneficial microbes will grow bigger, more beautiful plants. And with Espoma's new easy dose cap, you get a perfect pour every time. Just flip open the cap, turn the bottle over, and pour in the pre-measured dose. Need more? Just repeat, and then fill the watering can with water and feed your plants. No measuring, no mess. Just flip, fill, and feed. Brought to you by Espoma Organic, a natural in the garden since 1929. Learn more at www.espoma.com. All right, we're going to take another break here. Call us at 855-660-4261. And we'll do everything we can to help you out. Like I said, that break's coming, so we'll take that. We'll be back in a few.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Morning Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, there's tons of stuff going on in the news this year, but most recently, starting to find that triple E virus in Massachusetts, some in the Boston area recently, some in the different parts of the state, but, you know, we're just looking at getting rid of some of those mosquitoes that carry that, right? You know, a lot of the mosquitoes carry West Nile virus, Zika, that type of thing. You know, what do we do to take care of it? A couple things we can start to do. Don't let any standing water sit around. You know, bird baths, rain barrels, gutters, you know, little kids' pools at this point. Flip them out over every night and just put new water in it. Those are some of the things to do. But one of those other things is a Summit mosquito dunk. Looks like a little donut. But you can put those into the those areas, and they will actually kill mosquito larvae for up to 30 days or longer. But don't worry. Mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. And we have a call on the line, so we'll get to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Drew's in Osterville.
Drew, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yeah, hi, Paul. I have several dwarf blue subalpine fir trees, and they've been doing well for a few years, and past month or so, I've noticed the needles in certain areas start to turn pink and then eventually fall off, and I'm left with what looks like dead branches. I'm trying this product, BioAdvanced 3-in-1 Insect Disease and Mite Control. And maybe it's slowing it down. I'm not so sure. I guess the pink is just the equivalent of other things turning brown before they fall off. I don't know if there's anything special about, you know, going from blue to pink. But I'm just wondering your thoughts on what it might be.
Okay, so you're on the right track by using the 3-in-1 there to get rid of some of the insects that are happening that are, you know, are on there, right? They start off with that nice blue, and then they turn into pink, and then we'll obviously fall off from that. It's a type of needle cast. So looking it's probably going to have multiple issues on it. Most likely it's the fungus. The needle cast is a fungus. But insects are going to happen to it because it's weaker. So that's why using the 3-in-1, you know, is helpful. What you really need to do is the branches that are affected right now, you need to prune those out. Okay, you got to get rid of the ones that are already there. Because this is something that will last for 3 to 4 years, and it actually could end up killing the whole plant. Okay? So rake up any of the fallen needles, any of the branches that are there as well. You don't want them to sit. They can just overwinter into the soil and cause a bigger problem for you. You can be spraying with a fungicide, like a copper fungicide is an organic way of doing it. You could use also Infuse from Bonide. Those are some of the items that I would be looking at doing. Since it's not something you eat, you might be better off using a synthetic type product, which would be that Infuse product. You can spray it all over the plant, and it becomes a like systemic. It'll absorb into it that way. So that's what I would definitely be looking at doing for it.
Yeah. In terms of the pruning, one of them I'm worried is, you know, it's involved the leaders on top, and I was under the impression if you start trimming those back, you stunt the growth.
It can stunt the growth a bit, but if you don't do anything, it could just keep coming back. I'm going to go to a break. Hang tight, and I'll give you some more information on the other side. We'll be right back.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump continues to send mixed messages about the importance of wearing masks during the continuing COVID-19 pandemic, this time under questioning from Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday.
Will you consider a national mandate that people need to wear masks?
No, I want people to have a certain freedom, and I don't believe in that, no. And I don't agree with the statement that if everybody wear a mask, everything disappears. Hey, Dr. Fauci said don't wear a mask. Our Surgeon General, terrific guy, said don't wear a mask. Everybody was saying don't wear a mask. All of a sudden, everybody's got to wear a mask. And as you know, masks cause problems, too. With that being said, I'm a believer in masks. I think masks are good.
Speaking of the nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci is blaming young people for a surge in coronavirus cases lately, saying they're the largest age group reporting new infections. And this is USA Radio News. A new report reveals how NASCAR great Dale Earnhardt Jr. and his family escaped a fiery plane crash in Tennessee last year. Documents from the NTSB say the pilot forced open the door to save them as the cabin filled with smoke and flames. It's known that the landing gear on the plane had failed as it tried to touch down, but a final report from the agency has not yet been released. New Hampshire U.S. Senator Maggie Hassan says the Trump administration's pandemic response is not working. In the weekly Democratic address, she touted efforts by Dems to help Americans with the pandemic, including the so-called HEROES Act that was passed 2 months ago and has not yet been taken up by the GOP-controlled U.S. Senate. Hassan also argued supplies are still greatly needed.
Months into this crisis, medical providers, nursing homes, and businesses still do not have the personal protective equipment that they need to be safe.
This is USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Drew in regards to his blue spruces that were having some needle cast and having some issues. Now, you said right before the break that the whole tip was starting to do the same thing.
Yeah, on one of them, the leaders up on top are involved. I've got a few of these dwarf blue spruces. You know, and they're dwarf to begin with, so when I think about cutting off the leaders, I can just, you know, figure they're going to be dwarfs for sure.
Yeah, well, so one of the things is it's just going to keep moving down if you don't do anything about it. So it's going to start from the top and just head straight down on the plant to kill it. So it's something that, unfortunately, you're going to have to get rid of. Spraying at this point isn't going to just be the one-all fix-all. But disposing of any of these branches is going to be something that you need to do. Thing about branches, obviously, what it'll do is, so there's hormones in the plant. There's one in the leader. When you cut that back, there'll be two hormones that'll try to compete to be the leader. So it might branch out a little bit on you. You can cut one of those eventually to keep it to form 1 liter. Since it is a dwarf, it's a little bit easier because it's shorter for you to keep trained. But I'd be looking for you to be spraying this fungicide early in the season as well for next year to help prevent it. But I think by pruning it now, spraying it just to help prevent anything that's on there, and then spraying in the spring multiple times as a preventative is going to help it, because a lot of you're seeing the after effects of it. Usually will start in the spring and work its way out. I'd also look to fertilize this plant in the fall with like a Holytone, and then again in the spring with Holytone to help build up the system that is there. But the spraying of the Funganil can be done now to take care of what's going on with it, the pruning of it, plus starting again in the spring The spring is really the early time to be doing it. Make sure, you use a fungicide that is not completely oil-based. Sometimes with blue spruces, some oils will turn them to the green color versus the blue. But at this point, green would be better than the pink and dying. Go ahead.
Yeah, so once the needles are gone from a branch, there's no reason saving that branch. It's not going to come back.
No, so so it starts on the outer edge of the needles and works its way in and slowly kills the branch that way. So that's why you need to prune it. But they want you to, you know, it's one of those things that you want to get rid of completely. You don't want to put it in like a compost pile. And that's why you also want to rake up any of the needles that are on the ground as well. And that's not easy to do because, I mean, needles aren't that easy to rake. But getting as many of those up as possible is helpful. So it doesn't just go back and sit into the soil as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it, Paul.
All right, Drew. You have a great one.
Yeah, stay cool.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number is 855-660-4261. And that needle cast is unfortunate because the blue spruces are such an awesome look in the landscape. Just something different color. And that's one of the things I always love is getting something with a different color type needle or leaf so I can see it all season. It's not just about the flowers. It's about taking a look at what other colors you can add to the area. So dwarf blue spruce, large blue spruce, all different styles are definitely a great additive to the garden to get you some nice different colors instead of just having that green all the time. So definitely something to add to the soil. Now, we've talked about it a number of times, but the funguses are out there with our plants at this time. Basically, the warm weather that we're having where we had some rain, you know, those over, thunderstorms, the passing thunderstorms, etc., are going to cause some of those leaves to turn. So definitely be taking a look at thinning out some branching on different vegetables if you can this week to really keep away from the fungus. We do have another call on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Blossoms in Georgia.
Blossom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. Good morning.
Good morning.
My son lives in Massachusetts, and he's been having problems with cicada, bees, or wasps that they bore holes in the lawn, and the lawn is a mess, and the bees are, you know, they're horrendous, and they're scary. So we want to know if there's anything he can do to get rid of them. I think this is like his third time with them. The first time they came, I spoke to your father, and I forgot what he had said to use, and but they're back. So
okay, so they're all in the lawn. They've created the tons of holes.
Yes, yes.
Okay. There are a number of chemicals you can use, more of like soil treatments for cicadas to really get rid of them. You can be looking at, like a total spray over the lawn would be fine to be using for an insecticide. You could also, they're not just hanging out in the lawn. That's the crazy part. They're going to be all over the place. I'm trying to think of the name that the easiest one for you to be using in the lawn. You could use like a granular form, which would be like a, I believe Dilox would actually work for the cicadas. You could also look at the Bug Be Gone from from Scott's company there. You could also look at I'm trying to think of the name. The insect and grub control from Bonide would be a good one. Both granular forms. You could also be spraying with any, liquid spray. You could use like an 8 Lawn and Garden. 8 comes in like a hose end, so you could spray over the entire area of the lawn to kill them. It kills hundreds of different bugs. So that would be probably the easiest one. Maybe it's a combination of using like the Bug Be Gone or the insect and grub control over the lawn with the granular form, and then using a liquid form by using 8 in the Lawn and Garden variety with a hose end.
Okay, so you said Bug Be Gone and insect and grub control. That's the granular. And
one of those, yep.
8 Lawn and Garden hose
end.
Yeah,
the 8. Yeah, I just looked it up here at the same time. It's 8 Yard and Garden. It's a hose end version, so you attach it to the hose and spray it all over the areas, and it will kill them that way.
Okay. And would this be any assurance that they won't be back again?
There's no insurance. I wish there would be an easy way to do it. But, you know, they've been very prevalent this year. There have been a lot to them. They just seem to be all over the place. So I wouldn't say that it would guarantee it. I would look at if you're starting to, I'd almost say that they might be back again next year, although some of the cicadas, depending upon, will have a different life cycle. And we'll have, you know, different, you know, take a number of years before they will actually hit. So there's no guarantee that that's what's going to happen. But some of them might be in that life cycle where they could come back next year. But I'd be using it earlier in the season, the 8 Yard and Garden all over the lawn early, closer to like, let's say, you know, beginning of June, maybe even a little bit earlier in the May, just to hit it a few times. I believe it lasts about 4 to 6 weeks in the lawn and garden, so you could probably do it at the beginning of May, then the middle of June, and then you'd be looking at doing it again in the next week or two to really be spraying it and getting rid of it.
Okay, because he saw his first one a couple of days ago, so.
Yeah, this would be perfect to be spraying all over it. My father might have talked about 7 was the other one that you could use on cicadas. They came out with 8 from Bonide. They're both pretty close to each other of the product wise. So that's, you know, I'd be using 8 myself. Just it's a newer technology based on it. And I think it would be fine for what your son needs to use.
Okay, and I guess when he puts these down, he has to make sure the baby doesn't go on the lawn.
Yeah, these are all you know, synthetic products. So I'd wait a few days. You know, it's usually they say about 18 to 24 hours before you can return into it. But I just would be one of those ones that I'd wait a couple days just to be safe in that area. You know, because if you do it heavy, you just don't want any of that coming back onto the child.
Okay.
All
right, Patrick, thank you very much. We'll try this and see what happens.
All right, thank you, Blossom. Have a great one.
You as well, thanks.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And that's interesting. The cicadas seem to be all over the place, and they just seem to be making so much noise. You kind of just say, "All right, I know exactly what that is." So it's definitely something to be looking out for. So something to keep your eyes open and see if they're out there. Now it's you know, we still have some plants that you can be potting in planters. You know, getting some that, you know, might have not done well with this drought, starting new. And it's always a good time to be replanting in containers. Now, here's the dirt on potting mixes. They're not all created equal. This Boma Organic potting mix is just what you need to keep container plants happy and healthy. It's heavy enough to Anchor the plant, but light enough to give the roots a perfect balance of air and moisture. You can feel the difference the first time you grab a handful from the bag. Espoma calls this the touch test. Espoma organic potting mix contains only the finest natural ingredients plus mycotone, a special blend of mycorrhizae that builds stronger roots. Use it indoors and out for flowers and vegetables and see why Espoma organic potting mix is the best. You'll grow bigger, more beautiful plants with bountiful blooms. Espoma organic potting mix is just one of a complete line of all-natural potting mixes and plant foods from the makers of Holytone. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Organic potting mix from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Got a couple minutes after the break. Before we wrap up the show, maybe we'll grab a call in there or two, and we'll do everything we can to help you out. If not, you can listen to us in the next couple weeks as well, going on to our website at paulparent.com. You can listen live or listen to some of the old shows. But give us a call. We're going to take that break here. 855-660-4261.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special EMDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Welcome back to the Paul Frank Garden Club. Got a bunch of calls online. We had somebody call in and was looking for a mosquito repellent with sticks. One of the ones I know is the Mosquito Sticks by Murphy's. That's a great one that you burn out there. It helps keep them away. So I want to get back into the calls. Nathan, who's up next?
George is in Rochester.
George, welcome to the Paul Frank Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Paul.
Good morning. How can we help
you? Good morning, Paul. How are you? Got a question on daylilies and actually the Asiatic lilies also. When's the best time of year? I have large pods of daylilies, a diameter maybe like 3 or 4 foot that have been growing over the years. I like to separate them, you know, spread them out. Is that feasible to do something like that?
Yeah.
And when's the best time to do that?
I would be looking to separate them in the spring. Was probably the easiest way to do it. Just before it starts growing or going too crazy. The other time would be in the late summer, beginning of fall, when it's not as hot. Okay. Usually never during the summer, just because the heat can dry it out, and when the roots get exposed, it can really put it into shock.
I see.
So I would look to do it early spring, just as the new growth starting to emerge, so you can kind of see what's what. And later in the season, as the plant's starting to focus back on its root system, you know, dig up a big clump of it, shake off some of the soil from it, so you can kind of see where it's attached to each other. And then, you know, a lot of times you can use like a nice, a knife, like a heavy duty, like root pruning knife, or you can use like a flat shovel to go right in between, that type of thing. That would be the easiest way to do it.
Okay. And now, well, one question. Asiatic and Orientals, are those the same type of lily? Asiatic, I've seen the terms used interchangeably, Asiatics and Orientals. Is that the same plant? I'm talking about.
It can be on there. So, yeah, it is interchangeable.
And I would separate those the same time of year also as the daylilies?
Yeah, you just want to, those are a little harder to do. Like a daylily is so much easier because it's, they grow like weeds. They really do.
Oh, okay.
And the Asiatic and the those types of lilies, you just have to make sure when you do prune them, you're getting a bit of a clump for each of them, not just, you know, cutting it randomly. That one you have to pay a little bit more attention to the soil itself.
So you want to get a larger soil ball.
Exactly.
Is what you're
trying to get a little bit more. I mean, a daylily, I can be honest with you, my backyard was a weed mess, and I had these nice, like, tiger daylilies in the side of the house. And I had somebody I literally had somebody take a weed whacker and clean everything out, including the lilies. And they've already come back and flowered, and they're the same size. I did it this spring, in April. So daylilies are kind of like weeds. That's how I kind of look at them. So they're easier to split. Whereas the other types of lilies, you just have to really focus on what you're doing, making sure you get enough of the tubers, etc.
Okay. I got a tomato question for you.
Sure.
My tomato plants are doing overall pretty good, but I am starting to see what I believe, you tell me if it is, these black spots with a yellow halo. Is that blight?
On the leaves?
Yeah,
it might be, it could be part of a fungus. What I would suggest doing, getting rid of those leaves, thinning out some of the, also thin out some of the leaves that are in the center of the plant and on the bottom of the plant, allowing airflow to move through and also allowing, you know, moisture to move through. I would also be spraying them with a copper fungicide. Copper fungicide is organic, so it would be fine to spray on the tomatoes. It'll even say right on the bottle up until how many days prior to harvest you can spray. So that would be something to look at.
Now, Paul, these tomato plants, they're in the ground, obviously. They're not part of tomatoes. And how often, I know it's hard to say, but just give me a general idea. Like, I was watering them every night. I was giving them each, like, about a gallon of water. And someone said that could be a contributing factor to this.
It could be. So I would be watering in the morning instead of at night, allowing the water to seep in, and it will dry out easier. And then you could water them every other day. A couple gallons a day would be fine. All righty?
Thank you very much, Paul.
Thanks, George. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
All right, that'll wrap it up for the day. We'll see you next week. Get out there, plant something, be good to each other. We'll see you soon.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.